Exit. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The top Senate Republican supports gun reform legislation agreed to in principle by lawmakers over the weekend.
If the legislative text reflects an agreed outline on gun legislation, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he'll support it.
I think it's progress for the country, and I think the bipartisan group has done the best they can.
A group of 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats signed off on a framework on enhancing background checks for gun buyers 18 to 21 years old, providing grants for red flag laws and new investments in mental health resources. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says as soon as text is finalized, he will set a vote, possibly before a July 4th recess. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Five states holding elections tonight. In South Carolina, Republican Governor Henry McMaster has won the nomination for a second full term. Congresswoman Nancy Mace is facing former state representative Katie Arrington, who was backed by former President Trump. Contests also being held in Maine, North Dakota, and Nevada, and a runoff election in Texas. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has postponed a public hearing that was to take place tomorrow.
Just technical issues. I mean, we were, you know, the staff putting together all the videos, you know, doing 1, 2, 3. It was overwhelming. So we're trying to give them a little room.
Committee member Zoe Lofgren of California, there will be a hearing on Thursday. More than 10,000 visitors ordered out of Yellowstone National Park, and as unprecedented flooding has torn through the northern half of the park, washing out bridges and roads and sweeping an employee bunkhouse miles downstream. The only visitors left are about a dozen campers still making their way out of the backcountry. Yellowstone, which celebrates its 150th anniversary this week, could remain closed for as long as a week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Customs and Border Protection says since October, they have apprehended over 85,000 unaccompanied minors at the southern border. Fox's Bill Malusian's in La Jolla, Texas.
We have seen several hundred illegal crossings in just a couple of different spots here in the Rio Grande Valley. In Roma, Texas, about 40 minutes away from where we are, the single massive group of over 250 migrants who crossed illegally. And as part of that group, there were 138 unaccompanied children and minors. No parents, no guardians traveling with them. We were here in La Jolla. We came across migrants turning themselves into Border Patrol after they surrendered themselves. This was a group of about 70, mostly family units, as well as more unaccompanied minors. And a DHS source telling us in the last 2 weeks alone here in the Rio Grande Valley sector, there have been more than 20,000 illegal crossings.
The Border Patrol Union president says he believes catch and release policies are not enough of a disincentive to stop migrants from attempting to cross the border. A House panel held a hearing today on federal funding and efforts related to the pandemic. Committee Chair James Clyburn says they found evidence of fraud and billions were stolen.
The Trump administration contributed to this problem by failing to put basic fraud controls in place to protect these vital relief programs and American taxpayers from fraud.
Clyburn said in some cases, people's identities were stolen. The New York State Court of Appeals has ruled Happy the elephant, who has lived at the Bronx Zoo for decades, does not meet the definition of a person who was being illegally confined. Animal rights groups had sought to have her freed. The majority decision says no one disputes that elephants are intelligent beings deserving of proper care and compassion, but it says habeas corpus is intended to protect the liberty of human beings and does not apply to a non-human animal like Happy. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.